Preseason football may not have an impact on the final standings, but for many players on an NFL roster, it can mean the difference between starting a roster spot or their NFL dreams. For a Vikings running back, the preseason gives him a chance to carry the load at the running back position and be the focused back.
This is another opportunity to go out with my teammates and get better. You know, obviously the preseason is part of training camp, and you know, it's a lot of work being put in, and you know, some things are still ongoing projects that we're still working on. Everything doesn't look pretty, and you know, I just see it as a way to go out there and get better versus another team, which is a good thing. So you know, I'm eager to learn from the game film. You know, I want to compete at the time in the moment, but I'm eager to watch the film after and see what I could do better.
With veteran Adrian Peterson resting for most of the preseason schedule, third-year running back Jerick McKinnon becomes the focus in the backfield and gives him a chance to showcase his arsenal of talents. In week two of the preseason, McKinnon got the opportunity to shoulder the running attack in the first half, and he didn't disappoint.
Morgan motions to the backfield, handoff Jerick McKinnon, stutter steps to the left, walks into the end zone, touchdown Vikings.
In its core, the game of football has a simple objective: carry the ball down the field and cross into the defending team's end zone to score a touchdown. Easier said than done. But few teams in the NFL have had the success in moving the football on the ground as well as the Vikings. With 18 rushing touchdowns in 2015, the Vikings take plenty of pride in their ability to move the ball on the ground.
Just try to showcase what I can do, you know, whether it's assignment-wise, running the ball, pass protection, just, you know, show them that, you know, when I'm in the game that they can count on me. So I kind of take that as my viewpoint to preseason as a way to prove myself in certain situations that, you know, if I'm thrown in there, that I can handle it.
Now in his third NFL season, Jerick McKinnon is looking to have a big year behind the future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson.
It went by fast, but, you know, it's a blessing to be in the league for, you know, 3 years, and you know, being able to learn each year and get better and grow each year as a player, you know, being a student of the game, learning from Adrian, Matt, you know, Kerb that was here, Coach Stefanski, and I'm just soaking it all in. And you know, the third year, it's a big year, and you know, I just want to find a way to make plays for my teammates. And you know, I'm not really overemphasizing anything. I'm just still landing loose, having fun with it, and whatever happens, happens.
I can tell you this: he keeps me on my game. You know, no days off, you know, but he has the potential to be, you know, one of the best backs to play in the league. You know, I believe that he's versatile. You know, he's a strong young man, you know, very agile, you know, just areas that he needs to improve, you know, in, and, you know, I'm sure he knows that. But, you know, ultimately, there's not too many, you know, backs in the league that's better than him.
Jerick's a special player, and there's so much that he can do, and I think we're still figuring out exactly what he can do. And it's up to us to kind of put him in positions where he can help us, and I think we're figuring that out. And Jerick is, I mean, he's here to please. And, you know, I laugh. I wonder who likes Jerick the best. Does our special teams coach like him the best? Our offensive coordinator? The strength coaches love Jerick. I'm sure the PR staff loves Jerick because he's given a great soundbite. So he's here to do whatever is asked of him.
The Atlanta native had a pair of rushing scores last season and averaged a hefty 5.2 yards per carry. But what makes him so valuable is his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and get in the end zone like he did last year against the Bears in Week 15.
The more you can do, the better, right? You know, I just try to, you know, show my versatility. You know, like you said, whether it's catching the ball, running routes, running between the tackles, outside zone, pass protection, just show that I can do all things that a running back, you know, should be able to do. And I just feel like, you know, year and year again, you know, that's my main focus, is just to prove myself as a player. And, you know, like I said before, make sure the coaches know that no matter what the situation is, if I'm throwing out there, that I'm capable to execute.
With Adrian Peterson leading the way, the Vikings' ground game has been a staple of their offense for many years. But a new threat has emerged out of the backfield. Adding that 1-2 punch with Peterson, Jerick McKinnon is an offensive target that's ready for a big year in 2016.
You know, pretty sure that the coach is trusting all three of us, no matter what the situation is. But, you know, the running game, man, that's a big salute to the big five up front. You know, those guys moving the line of scrimmage, creating holes, and then, you know, really just making it easier for us just to find the hole and then use our athletic ability from there. So, you know, it's something that we've been challenged at by Coach Zim. And, you know, we've been working real hard since OTAs and, you know, still an ongoing process leading up to the first game.